today on Doomed. The election is rigged, folks. There is no winner yet. Joe Biden has not been elected president. He is not the president-elect. Trump will be re-elected with a 50 state sweep. And that's all going to happen, I guess, in the next few months, right? Today, on Doomed, with me, your host, Matt Binder, we will go through all the various conspiracies that are basically pushing everything I just said to you up top. Trump world is still melting. Let me put myself up on the screen here. Trump world is still melting down over the election and the fact that Trump did not win. And they're not having a good time with it, ladies and gentlemen. They're not having a good time with it. So they've decided to just take everybody down with them. And when I mean everybody, I mean the country, you know? What we're basically seeing now is Trump's refusal to come to terms with the loss. I really do think that. I think he truly believes it's impossible for himself to lose. But also, there is a strategy here. The strategy is to basically just fuck shit up, straight up. Just meddle around, make everything, you know, muddy the waters, make it so people can't tell what's going on, to be quite honest. And I do think in Trump's heart of hearts, he believes in that heart of the black heart of black hearts, he believes that there's a chance everything's overturned and he gets his way because this guy is so used to being able to get his way. That's just the truth. So obviously, I don't think I need to tell you guys, but the election has not been rigged. There is a winner. Joe Biden is the president-elect. Trump will not be reelected with a 49 or 50 state sweep. But these are things they believe. And when I say they, I mean various factions on the right. There was a recent poll that showed something like 52%, I think, 52% of Republicans believe that there was election fraud and the results are bullshit. That's a lot. That's a lot. And then, of course, there's the different, well, you know, you have your QAnon conspiracy theorists who believe that Trump is actually the winner. And not just a winner due to a swing state or two being flipped his direction. Well, it's got to be more than one, to be honest. Flipped his direction. They believe that there are multiple states, in fact, many solid blue states, that went Trump this year. And once the real results are shown, you'll see that Trump walked away with it. It's a fantasy. It's both a very dangerous and very entertaining fantasy, but a fantasy nonetheless. Before we dive in, though, to Trump's latest tweets, to the 8chan slash 8kun connection, to the QAnon to Trump pipeline, to the Dominion voting system conspiracies. You guys are probably, some of you probably asking, what does any of this even mean? Dominion what? I'm going to explain it all. But before we do that, patreon.com/Matt Binder. Got to get a promo in there, guys. Really, patreon.com/Matt Binder. The show has been in an upward trajectory for a couple weeks now, thanks to the election, I assume. But then we lost a number of patrons once again. This happens every now and then. It's to be expected. But that's when I got to get into danger mode here so we could reverse that. And that happens every time, too. So I'm hoping we can do that again. Lost quite a number of patrons. And I'm hoping that we can get that back to the place where it used to be. Patreon.com/Matt Binder. Only if you can. If there's any financial reason that you think you cannot do that but still want to support this show, please, I get it. You can support this show by subscribing to this YouTube channel, youtube.com/MattBinder. That's free. You can support this show by subscribing on iTunes, Google Play. Go to doomedpod.com. That's where you can get the podcast version of this show. And the links to iTunes, Google Play, etc. are there. Last time around, I asked for a bunch of new iTunes reviews because we had dropped to a 4.5 rating because a bunch of right-wingers found this show and gave it a bunch of 1 ratings, which dropped us. I am happy to report, thanks to you guys, we are back to where we were for the past 2.5 years with a 5-star rating once again. 5-star. That's where we belong, I think. Maybe some people think differently, but you're going to have to get the masses to do what the masses just did for me last week. But the opposite for you, obviously. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, wherever, at Matt Binder. Or search for me, Matt Binder, it'll come up. But if you can financially support this show, you Patreon.com, I should say. Patreon.com/MattBinder. If I was to get like just like a dozen patrons over the next couple days, even, I'd be so pumped. But I'll be happy with any patrons that can, any people can become patrons. I really appreciate the support, really. I want to shout out, I don't know if he wants me to mention his name, so I won't yet. I'll wait for him to give me the permission. But on Twitter the other day, I said how my new, we moved and the new room here has some bit of an echo. And so a listener, a supporter of the show, sent me a brand new mic, which I'm not yet using because I need to get a stand for it, but because the mic needs a stand. It doesn't come with a stand like this mic does. But I tested it out, and ooh, it is fantastic. I will be using that mic very shortly as soon as I get that stand. But all right, patreon.com/MattBinder, youtube.com/MattBinder, doomedpod.com. Let's jump right back into this. All right, so I have a bunch of video clips here. And I'm not, honestly, I had this laid out for how I wanted to do today's show. Again, I, you know, you guys know this show, I usually have a guest on, but I got such good reviews last week for my solo show going through the MAGA meltdowns. Literally, people replied to me and said that show was the best one yet. So I appreciate that. We'll get to guests again. Actually, next week we'll have a great guest. I'll tease that towards the end of the show. But I thought, let me run you guys through the Dominion voting system conspiracies, because I'm sure a lot of you have questions about that, as this is what Donald Trump and his Trump-supporting sycophants are doubling down on right now. This is their big thing. This is their last stand, pretty much. They got, what, 2 months to pull this off? Let's see if they can do it. But I had everything laid out how I wanted to present this to you guys. And then late last night, really early this morning at like 12:30 a.m., Trump shared a One America News Network video segment on his Twitter, on a tweet, on his Twitter page. And not crazy. For those of you who don't know, One America News Network, or OAN, I call it sometimes OANN. I don't know why the last N gets dropped when they go to acronym form, but apparently that's what they do. OAN, OANN, OAN is basically the new Fox News for Trump. This is a full-on double-down on Trump network. This isn't like Fox News where they have their first half, which is right-wing leaning news reporters trying to somehow maintain a semblance of real journalism, and they sometimes get it right or as close to right as they can. And then the second half of the show, their most popular half, is their opinion hosts that basically 100% double down for Trump. Now, OAN is an entire network that is basically the second half of Fox News. It is really out there. And Trump has basically said, you know that meme where it's like, so-and-so is no longer my friend, such-and-such is my best friend now? That's Trump with OAN. Fox News is no longer my best friend. OAN is my best friend now. And so Trump tweeted out this video, and I'm watching it, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know this segment. This is the one with, oh my God, it is. And I think I need to play this segment up top, because it just happened today. This is the breaking news hook here for the rest of the show. So let's play. It's a 4 minute long clip. I'll obviously interrupt, but let's play this clip from OAN. It's a segment about 4 minutes long, and you'll see what I'm talking about when it gets to it. Here we go. Let's do this. Just give me a second to pull this up. All right, here we go. The title of this clip, as presented, as uploaded to YouTube, is Cyber Analyst on Dominion Voting's Shocking Vulnerabilities. Here we go.
And a cyber analyst shares alarming insights into the scandal-ridden voting software Dominion. One America's Chanel Rion has more.
While voter fraud deniers continue to proclaim the perfection of the U.S. election system, skeptics are looking at irregular patterns in vote.
I just want to say, I don't usually dwell on people's looks, but I've always been fascinated with Chanel Rion's always rocking an 80s-esque style hairdo. It's always like that. And sometimes even more over the top, actually. That's actually early 90s style there, but always with like the big 80s frizzy hair. It's amazing. But let's continue. I guess she's living in those Reagan years, the good old days for them.
Data, in particular, software irregularities that would switch votes from President Trump to Joe Biden. Dominion Voting Systems is one such software that seemed to have a pattern of switching votes from Trump to Biden. How easily could
This is not true. I want to break in right here and say this right now. This is just, and I'll get more into it in a little bit, but it's just not true. There is no documented history of this. It's just, frankly, bullshit.
Bad actors have used Dominion to switch thousands of votes and alter an election?
They have not.
County by
haven't.
County, the answer is shocking.
It's shockingly not true.
Spoke with Ron
based
Watkins,
on your report,
a large systems technical analyst.
I want to go back. I spoke over it one
second. Manual, a large system, county by county.
Listen
the
to who they got on the show as their expert.
One American News spoke with Ron Watkins, a large systems technical analyst who has been poring over the Dominion Systems manual.
So I was looking at this manual with the mindset of a penetration tester, of which I am. I'm reading the manual with a discerning eye and trying to figure out which parts of the system could be abused by end users. The physical security of the device is the first step to security. If you can't secure the physical device, then you have no security. It's impossible to have security if you don't secure the physical device.
Okay, that's a good point, but this is just, I don't know why he's bringing that up, because there is basically no evidence. No one has brought forth any sort of documentation or report or observation or experience where any of these Dominion machines, Dominion Voting Systems, the company that a few states in the country, I think it's like 30 states, but it's not the entire state, various counties in those states basically use Dominion Voting Systems machines. And again, that makes sense what he said, but again, there's no evidence or reporting or documentation of any physical machine not being secured. Now, I want to bring up back to this guy here, Ron Watkins. Now, you might be saying, look at this guy in a cowboy hat. Who is this weirdo? Is this why Matt pulled this up so we could laugh at this guy, just like he mentioned how Chanel Rion has a rocking the 80s Madonna-style frizzy hairdos? No. Now, Ron Watkins' name might sound familiar to you, actually, if you're a little bit of, if you're online like I am. Perhaps it doesn't, though. You probably never even seen this guy, but maybe his name sounds familiar to you. Watkins. Where have I heard that name before? Watkins. Ron Watkins, the guy you're looking at right now, is the son of Jim Watkins. Jim Watkins is the Philippines-based pig farmer, best known for owning the website formerly known as 8chan, now known as 8kun. If you need a quick summary of 8chan, 8kun basically is an image board that mirrored itself after 4chan and was created by Frederick Brennan in, I think it was like the, I think I want to say 2013 or 2014. Basically, he was looking to create a 4chan where the things that weren't okay in 4chan, as crazy as 4chan is, the things that weren't okay there would be okay at 8chan. So he created 8chan, and then 8chan became a hub for Gamergate during the Gamergate years, and then basically it transformed into a hardcore racist, I mean, did that during the Gamergate years too, but it fully transformed into a home for hardcore racists, white supremacists, Trump supporters, conspiracy theorists, mass shooters, which is actually why it had to change its name from 8chan to 8kun, because especially in the wake of the El Paso mass shooting in 2019, where the shooter posted his racist manifesto before going on his killing spree on 8chan, which resulted in 8chan losing their contracts with a slew of their web service providers, basically opening it up to all sorts of attacks and vulnerabilities, which took the site down actually for a number of months. Which led to their rebrand, obviously, because I guess 8chan's got too much baggage. No one will ever think 8kun is 8chan. So that's the basic summary of 8chan / 8kun there. So this guy is Jim Watkins, who owns that website's son. But that's not all. Ron Watkins is actually the guy who ran the daily operations on 8kun. He was the administrator for the website before bizarrely resigning just out of the blue. I believe it was on election day, actually. Yes, on election day. He basically went to his Twitter account and announced that he was resigning from 8chan, 8kun. He said he wanted to spend more time with his family and that he wanted to spend more time with his hobbies, which he specifically mentioned was woodworking. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking here, and I don't think this OAN segment is about woodworkers and the hobby of the craftsmanship of woodworking. It seems like Ron Watkins, I don't know what his deal is here, but it seems like Ron Watkins isn't quite done with pushing the conspiracies that flew wild on 8kun. And I should mention, by the way, that 8kun is the home of QAnon. That is where Q, the anonymous account that basically creates all the different bullshit that QAnon, not all of it, I should add that to them, not all of it, but creates the main arcs, the main storylines that the QAnon followers basically believe in. That is the main site where Q posts. And there is speculation here that Jim and Ron Watkins could possibly be Q. Now, I'm not sold on this. Many experts have basically said there are good reasons to believe that. And I agree, there are good reasons to believe that. I'm not sold on the evidence being clear cut. I think there's some of the evidence is a little bit too speculative for my taste. But it is very clear that these guys, at the very least, know who is behind Q, whether it's one person or multiple people, and that they are somehow working with this person or in cahoots with this person or somehow connected. Not always, because remember, Q started on 4chan and then had to move to 8chan. And then 8chan went down, which at that point, who knows what the Watkins did to take over. They could have possibly taken over Q. It's all really murky and really sketchy, to be quite frank. But the point of me bringing this whole connection up is that this is the guy that Trump is sharing a segment of. Trump watched this segment, heard OAN's expert tech analyst here, Ron Watkins, of 8kun fame. And Trump said, this sounds great. I'm sharing it to my audience. Let's keep watching.
Manual with the mindset of a penetration tester, of which I am. I'm reading the manual with a discerning eye and trying to figure out which parts of the system could be abused by end users. The physical security of the device is the first step to security. If you can't secure the physical device, then you have no security. It's impossible to have security if you don't secure the physical device.
Working off the Dominion manual and public request documents from Pennsylvania's Secretary of State.
Hate to pause it again. Watkins is basing everything he's saying, which you're going to hear it all. It's all just pure speculation. No proof any of this happened. Some of it's not even connected to what Trump's lawyers are shooting for when they're shooting for the stars in court. This is all because OAN decided he is an expert here because he went online and read the manual for one of Dominion's physical voting machines. Literally, this is like, I cannot tell you that if I picked up a manual, if you went out and got Windows 10 for Dummies, no one would consider you an expert in cybersecurity for Windows 10. I mean, come on now.
Watkins says the vulnerabilities of Dominion reside in the fact that administrative access is so easy to attain. With administrative access comes direct access to ballots and how they are counted.
So you have the issue of the person who is inside the tabulation machine, which is just a normal Windows 10 computer. Are they manipulating the votes before?
I forgot he mentioned Windows 10 when I made my analogy. Literally, he picked up Windows 10 for Dummies, apparently.
It goes to the flash drive. And then you have the next issue, which is now the votes are on the flash drive. How does that flash drive get to the county commissioner or whoever is assigned to accept the flash drive? Is the same flash drive being sent over? So you could swap the flash drive. Theoretically, there's no accountability there. And then
this is not even like part of his expertise of reading the manual even. Wow, someone, you're speculating that someone can swap a flash drive out with another flash drive? First of all, I highly doubt there are not security in place for the very obvious thing of swapping the physical flash drive. I mean, are we kidding ourselves here? I mean, this is just basics. I mean, there were videos the night of the election showing how they transported the votes from different counties with police escort in like and the tallies in a lockbox. I mean, this isn't just like some guy swinging a keychain on his little dongle around his neck or some shit, and his flash drive goes flying off his little necklace and his lanyard, and someone picks it up and slips it in their back pocket and hands him a new lanyarded flash drive. I mean, come on now.
Once the county commissioner or whoever accepts that flash drive gets the flash drive, do you trust them to not go in and edit the contents before they report it?
In Michigan, one county reported 6,000 ballots being affected because of a software malfunction.
Wrong.
Catching this error meant the difference between that county voting Biden to that county actually having voted for Trump by 2,500 votes.
So another issue is the keys.
I'll get to that in a second.
The keys to the machine are digital devices. It's unclear what the device is. It might be like an RFID device or USB or something. But it is clear that it's a digital device that holds some kind of cryptographic key on it. If you lose this physical key, you lose absolute security of the entire precinct.
Jesus Christ. I mean, if you lose that little RFID hotel card when you stay at a hotel and someone picks it up, they can technically put it in the machine on your door and get into your hotel room. Like, this is the most basic shit. I mean, yeah, if you lose your keys, someone can pick them up and use them. But again, for an election, these keys aren't just sitting out willy-nilly. They're not giving these keys to every election poll worker. I mean, this is just like, what is the claim here from the manual or from what Trump's legal team is arguing? None of this is part of that. We'll get into that in a little bit, but none of this is part of that. Where did I? Oh, I just clicked the thing. All right, here we go.
Lose this physical key, you lose absolute security of the entire precinct. So, for example, if, say, Philadelphia was storing these keys in a warehouse and they were robbed and the only thing stolen were these keys and a laptop, then you should consider their entire election to be illegitimate because they have lost the physical security of the system, which is the most important part of information security.
Poll worker Grandma Joe dropped her key that they entrusted her with, apparently, in Ron Watkins' world. And that means the entire country needs to cancel the elections and vote again. Are you kidding me with this?
And that's exactly what happened in Philadelphia just 1 month before the election. USB drives and a laptop had been stolen from a key precinct in Philadelphia. On election day, Biden overtook Trump's 800,000 vote lead in the dark of night. According to these tabulating machines, Biden surpassed Trump by nearly 60,000 votes statewide, a lead found in one county, the county from which a thief stole USB keys and
Christ.
A laptop to the precinct's ballot machines the month prior. Chanel Rian, One America News, the White House.
Want to see more?
I mean, this is just all pure speculation. None of this has anything to do with being a cybersecurity expert. Like, they could have fucking got any asshole on 8kun to come on and present this. I mean, really. I mean, I want to show you some of these conspiracies out here. We're going to get into this now. I'm going to get into what they said as well in terms of basically what happened in Michigan, for one. Actually, let's get to that now, because I don't want to keep that those speculations from them out there just sitting there. So number one, Ron Watkins basically says how he read the manual and that means he's a Dominion voting systems expert. Okay, fine. And then OAN brings up how there was a scenario in Michigan where votes flipped. There were a number of thousands of votes for Biden. And then a software malfunction was noticed. And that's when they discovered that those votes actually were for Trump. Now, here's the deal. Something to that effect actually did happen. The one semi-truthful thing in that entire OAN segment. The problem with what they said, though, is that it's completely misrepresented. There was no software malfunction from Dominion software. What happened was human error. The election official for one of those Dominion systems did not correctly configure the software system. And what happened was a few thousand votes were given to Biden in the final tally when they were supposed to be for Trump. The votes did not change. The system still took the actual votes from those people. There were no changing of votes. The system saved the actual way people voted. The tally was wrong at the end. And because there are systems in place to correct those issues, if, for example, a human being forgets to configure the system, it was always going to be found in the next steps of the process, which is what happened. They saw that there was a problem with the configuration going through the steps that Dominion system has laid out, and they were able to correctly put those votes to Trump, putting Trump ahead in that county by a few thousand votes when originally those thousands of votes went to Biden. It was fixed. No problem. That's the, I mean, if you want to say that shouldn't happen to begin with, okay, cool. Let's continue to work on these systems. I don't think that is a ridiculous error, to be quite frank. But they clearly had fail-safes in place to make sure that this wouldn't affect the end result, which it didn't. There is another claim here, and I'll get to this now because it's hinted at in this segment. You'll hear it more when we get to these next clips from the Rudy Giuliani press conference from today, but I want to hit it now. Pennsylvania, which you heard them bring up, has been another focus of these Dominion conspiracy theories. And that's because Pennsylvania was the state that tipped it for Biden and allowed him to declare himself the winner of the election. When Pennsylvania was announced as going for Biden, then that was it. Ball game there, election called. And there is a theory going around that the Dominion system deleted 941,000 votes for Trump in order to give Biden the win. And that would be the scandal of a lifetime. We're not talking 500 votes like in 2000 with the hanging chads. We're not talking a few thousand votes like the like that would force a recount in certain states. We're not talking about tens of thousands of votes that Trump's legal team is arguing in some states. We're not talking about, you know, 200,000 votes like Trump's legal team are arguing in some other states this year. 941,000 votes. That's almost a million votes. That's the claim here. Now, let's get into that claim, because here is what Dominion has to say. Because this is, Dominion's had to put out a whole list of debunkings from their end. These debunkings actually are not just because they said so. They've basically put together all the like outside third parties who've debunked this stuff and put it on the front page of their website because they're probably being inundated with threats. So in total, there were 1.3 million votes in Pennsylvania using Dominion systems. How is that possible? Because only 14 counties in Pennsylvania use Dominion. Other counties in Pennsylvania went with a different election technology company. So 14 counties in Pennsylvania using Dominion systems, a total of 1.3 million votes. That's a voter turnout of 76%. So right off the bat, Trump is the claim here from the conspiracy theorists, and Trump as well. Actually, I think he tweeted, I think I have this screenshot. One second. Let me pull this up. Oh, geez, his is even, all right, here we go. This is the OAN, first let me pull the OAN one up, actually. This is the OAN tweet from Trump, Dominionizing the vote, with him sharing out that that YouTube clip from OAN, which is funny, with the Twitter label that says, "This claim about election fraud is disputed." And let's get this out of the way now. And here is the Trump tweet. Trump says, "Report, Dominion deleted 2.7 million Trump votes nationwide." Oh, more than I... Well, that's nationwide. "Data analysis finds 220,000 Pennsylvania votes switched from President Trump to Biden. 941,000 Trump votes deleted. States using Dominion voting systems switched 435,000 votes from Trump to Biden." And of course, he adds OAN because this is where he's getting this stuff. So I am debunking part of this now. So in Pennsylvania, he's claiming 941,000 votes were deleted for him. But in total, 1.3 million votes were made through Dominion systems with a voter turnout of 76%. How would it be possible? If voter turnout is 76% with the votes counted, would 941,000 votes even exist in those counties? The math doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. On top of that, if you were going to basically conspire to make Trump lose in these counties, one important aspect to that would be for Trump to actually lose in those counties, which he didn't. 52% of those votes tallied by Dominion systems went to President Trump. That is a total of 676,000 votes out of that 1.3 million were for Trump. I mean, come on. This is just Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Of course, Trump tweeted that in all caps, I should say. I see some people saying I needed to mention that. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mention that, but I should have. I didn't yell either when I brought it up. I'm sorry. I really screwed up there. I really fucked up. I'm sorry. Well, anyway, that concludes the OAN half of this portion. And now for this next half of the show, we're going to dive into the Rudy Giuliani conspiracy theories from his press conference. I think by now you know what Dominion voting systems is. But let me give you a bit more of a rundown because it'll be important for some of the points I bring up here. So the Dominion, like I said, about 30 states use Dominion voting systems, and not the entire state, certain counties in those states. The company, actually, I should play some of these clips because these would be debunking things that you haven't heard yet. So let me get to the first one. So that's Dominion. And now, so Rudy Giuliani today did this incredibly long press conference to give an update on all the legal challenges the Trump team is basically trying to fill the courts up with in these swing states. I believe they're doing it in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in where else? In Georgia. I think they've been doing it in Nevada and Arizona, definitely. I think they've been doing it in Nevada. Basically, any swing state Trump lost, they're claiming rigged and fraud. If Trump won a swing state by in a close race like North Carolina, suddenly that race is all good in my books, you know? But, I mean, that's the game here. Again, the idea is to just fill the airwaves with this bullshit. Just muddy the waters. I want to reiterate, that's the point. Because if they could pull it off, they're going to try to pull it off. It's that simple. That's what that's the goal here. They needed a scapegoat. Dominion voting systems, for a number of reasons we're going to get into, fit that scapegoat to a T. They needed a scapegoat, and Dominion was there. So let's get to this conference. So, which clip should I play first? I guess I should get this out of the way, because this is too funny. Everyone was talking about this on Twitter. This sort of ran away with the takeaway from this conference. Rudy Giuliani was sweating so profusely during this press conference that went on for like, what, hours, that his hair dye started to run. And folks, let me tell you, it's gross. If you're watching on the podcast, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll see it. If you're listening to the podcast, just imagine the grossest shit you've ever seen. And just imagine something even more disgusting. And that's what this is. Here is a clip of Rudy Giuliani's running hair dye.
So what we're telling you is supported by
my God.
Evidence. And
just leaking.
We're going
all
to
over
have to
place.
Present these because of the procedures that exist.
Just leaking all over the place. You want to be really grossed out? Imagine. Why am I going to do this? Imagine your tongue running up the side of Giuliani's cheek for the length of that hair dye. Just taking it right off Rudy Giuliani's face. I'm gross, guys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for doing that. But there you go. Let's get to an actual clip here. I'm waiting for the chat to catch up to what I just said because I think the freak out is going to be... All right, let's get to what Giuliani actually said. Here is Giuliani. I'm sorry, the chat caught up, the stream caught up, and it's very funny. Let's play a clip here. Let's jump right in. So here, I don't even know which one this is. Here's a random clip from the Giuliani thing here.
There we go.
If the courts don't let you present these cases like Jenna just said, will you give the entire bulk of the evidence to the media to review? And if so, when? or are you going to drag this thing out like the Hunter Biden hard drive again?
We're not going to drag it out. I mean, it's ridiculous for you to say we're dragging it out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Al Gore had a lot more time than we've had, and we've had 2 weeks to investigate. So that's also completely unfair to say we're dragging it out. Also, if we're going to present things in court, if we present it to you, judges are not going to be very happy with us. And finally, I have to tell you, our witnesses don't want to be exposed to the tender mercies of a vicious press. I have great difficulty getting those witnesses that I did reveal to allow me to do it. They don't trust you. They don't like you. They think you put their lives in jeopardy with the spin that you put on what's going on here and with the unfairness in which you cover it. It's not easy to reveal the things that they tell me.
So the answer is no.
The answer is I can't do it because I can't put a witness's life in jeopardy or a
I like the pause there, just trying to figure out why they can't show, the Trump team can't show any evidence to a single instance of voter fraud, which they are alleging in their many legal cases. I had to think that one for a second. Because here's the truth, here's the facts of the matter. They have no evidence.
Who thinks there's life in jeopardy? This woman tells me we have lawyers dropping out of the case. We have lawyers dropping out of the case because they're being threatened with destruction of their careers, destruction of their livelihood, and in some cases, destruction of their lives. That comes about because of the hysterical way in which you have covered Donald Trump and his administration. But we're gonna change all that. We're gonna go to court, we're gonna prove it in court. I would love to release all the information that I have. I would love to give it to you all, except most of you wouldn't cover it.
If you presented, the press would be, if you presented legitimate evidence of election fraud, the press would be all over that. This is, they love, the mainstream media loves this stuff. They love the horse race of the election. And if there was actual evidence of voter fraud, like the Trump team is alleging, basically extending a presidential election season and giving them a scandal? Are you kidding me? They would never stop covering it. It would be on every front page of the papers, every homepage of every digital outlet. It would be running 24/7 on CNN, MSNBC, every cable news company, you know, your NBC, CBS, ABC shows would all be cut away from to bring you special reports on this. I'm telling you, if they had something, it would be something. The press would never stop covering it. So this is a ludicrous statement to make.
If you would, and then we'd have half the American people probably informed. The censorship that is going on in this country right now by big tech and by big media is almost as dangerous as the election fraud that we're revealing. Maybe just as dangerous. We're headed to a very bad place. And it is not inappropriate that a Venezuelan company counted our votes. Thank you.
There we go. Okay, I want to get to that. And I should actually follow that up with this next clip. Keep that in mind, what Giuliani just said about a Venezuelan company. You're probably saying to yourself, what the hell? You're probably saying to yourself, no one could possibly be more crazy than Rudy Giuliani in this press conference. And we'll get to some more crazy clips of Giuliani. But I would like to present to you someone at this press conference who is crazier than Rudy Giuliani. And that is another member of Trump's lawyer legal team who's standing behind Giuliani, Sidney Powell. Now, Sidney Powell, she is a lawyer who's taken up a number of conservative cases, causes, I should say. And she has basically come out as a QAnon believer. Let's hear what she has to say. Coming off of what Giuliani just said about Venezuela. Just listen here.
Here and uncover.
I want to also say it's bullshit before I tell you why. Just want to get it in there. There's no Venezuela connection, and I'll explain to you where this comes from and why they're bringing this up. We'll get to this in a second, but here is Sidney Powell has to say about that.
More by the day is the massive influence of communist money through Venezuela, Cuba, and likely China in the interference with our elections here in the United States.
Should have thrown in Bolivia for good measure, maybe Vietnam, Could have said USSR too. A lot of Trump supporters wouldn't have realized that it's no longer a thing. You could have went a lot of different. I mean, but let's continue.
The Dominion voting systems, the Smartmatic technology software, and the software that goes in other computerized voting systems here as well, not just Dominion, were created in Venezuela at the direction of Hugo Chavez to make sure he never lost an election after...
Let me tell you, that Hugo Chavez playing the long game dies in 2013, I believe, right? 2013. Knowing Trump will one day run for president and then be eventually elected in 2016. Not want his final Dominion rollout to occur in 2016, so he lets Trump win. And then in 2020, pulls the strings from beyond the grave to make sure Trump loses re-election. Man, Chavez, that guy.
Constitutional referendum came out the way he did not want it to come out. We have one very strong witness who has explained how it all works.
Never
his affidavit is attached to the pleadings of Lynn Wood in the lawsuit he filed in Georgia.
Another QAnon believing. Another QAnon believing. Another QAnon. Believing Trump lawyer. Okay, let's. I just wanted to look something up here. I'll get to that in a second. You guys will know what I'm talking about in a second. Let's get back to the clip.
Detailed affidavit because he was with Hugo Chavez while he was being briefed on how it worked. He was with Hugo Chavez when he saw it operate to make sure the election came out his way. That was the express purpose for creating this software. He has seen it operate, and as soon as he saw the multiple states shut down the voting on the night of the election, he knew the same thing was happening here, that was what had gone on.
Right. So let's get into this. So where does this Venezuela connection come from? Basically, they are alleging something so ridiculous and so convoluted, when I tell you what's going on here, you're just going to be like, what the hell is going on here? So for some reason, they're confusing conspiracies, it seems like. Because Dominion has no connections to Venezuela. What they're thinking of is another voting technology company called Smartmatic, which I believe it was the AP described them as an international company incorporated in Florida with Venezuelan founders. Now, Smartmatic has had their technology used in Venezuelan elections before. But the accusations that the Smartmatic technology is what's rigging the elections are unfounded. And in fact, the company themselves accused the Venezuelan government of electoral fraud in 2017. I guess because they used their systems and they were able to see that something was off with their systems. Smartmatic's technology, when it comes to the 2020 presidential election right here in the U.S., was only used in Los Angeles County. L.A. was the only county in California to contract Smartmatic for their voting systems this year. So basically what you're seeing is the right is reading about two completely different voting system companies and they're getting them confused. Smartmatic and Dominion have never had a relationship. They've never worked together. the only connection I could find was that at completely different times, both companies at one point acquired a completely separate voting election technology company called Sequoia Voting Systems. Basically, one company purchased it, then they put that company back on sale, another company purchased it. The end. I'm not even sure if that was one right after the other either. Let me check. It's possible it was. So Smartmatic acquired Sequoia in 2005. And then Smartmatic was ordered to sell Sequoia. And then Dominion Voting Systems purchased it in 2010. Actually, look at that. It seems like Sequoia, when they were forced to sell, Sequoia just basically became its own business again. And then in 2010, Dominion acquired them. They were acquired again. So it doesn't even look like Dominion purchased Sequoia from Smartmatic, meaning there's absolutely zero connection. Good job, guys. Good job. Let's go to another one of these clips and see what the next conspiracy theory from Trump's legal team is. Let's finish up with Sidney Powell here. She's got another good clip that I cut.
So I'm talking about some massive straight lines up in the vote tallies in the middle of the night after they've supposedly stopped counting. And that's when the Dominion operators went in and injected votes and changed the whole system. And
that is not what happened. That's not what happened. What is she talking about? Injected votes. She thinks people from Dominion walked into these voting counting centers in all these different counties and just threw some new votes into the system? No. These votes were always there. These votes were from early ballots. These votes were from absentee ballots. These votes were from mail-in ballots. These votes were sitting there. The reason they weren't counted in some of these swing states were because Republican lawmakers in some of those swing states made it so those early votes and absentee ballots and mail-in ballots couldn't be counted until after, specifically to muddy the waters. Like, this was all planned. This didn't accidentally happen. This was the game from the get-go. The hope was that it'd be a lot closer from these Republican state lawmakers so that an attempt to overturn the election would be in the realm of possibility. But it wasn't. So all they did was muddy these waters to create the bullshit we're seeing now. Nothing's gonna be overturned.
Affects votes around the country, around the world, and all kinds of massive interests of globalist dictators, corporations.
Globalists. We're getting to it now. Here we go. That QAnon to Trump pipeline I mentioned earlier. I mean, it is just seed. Like, when anyone who doubts what I've been saying, Sam Cedar did it on the Majority Report a couple of weeks ago. I am telling you that we are in for it. I mean, you are hearing it right here from Trump's legal team. We are in for it. I should really stress here that almost every conspiracy, if not every conspiracy, I just went through was either originated by in QAnon circles or is being spread due to QAnon circles. I am telling you guys, this is not good. This is not good.
You name it. Everybody's against us except President Trump and we the people of the United States of America.
Christ. I mean, really? Really? I mean, and to top off the globalist thing, let's get to that. Because, again, there's a thread here. There's a thread here, and you're going to really come to understand it when I finish playing some of these clips. Here's Rudy Giuliani.
With a company whose chairman is a close associate and business partner of George Soros, the biggest donor to the Democrat Party, the biggest donor to Antifa, and the biggest donor to Black Lives Matter. My goodness, what do we have to do to get you to give our people the truth?
Again, I don't know where this George Soros connection comes from, but you understand the thread here. I mean, we're basically throwing out all the anti-Semitic conspiracy theories here, right? From the globalists, to the media, to George Soros now, pulling the strings, obviously. Also, George Soros, the biggest funder of Antifa, as if they're some, like, incorporated group. I love it. But, again, I looked up a George Soros connection. And I don't find it. I don't find it. George Soros has no connection to Dominion I could find. Let me do another check here because I don't see it. There is, obviously I should say George Soros is not pulling any strings here. I'm trying to understand where they bring up George Soros. Maybe I'm looking too much into it now because they always bring up George Soros. But why George Soros for this specific claim? He has never been involved with Dominion or Smartmatic, even, in case they were getting them confused again. That's what's happening, I think. They messed up again. So they're confusing someone who is apparently part of an agency review team aiding the Biden's transition to the White House. And this guy is a chairman on Smartmatic's board of directors. So they're confusing the two companies again. And again, George Soros, nothing to do with Smartmatic, it looks like. Other than, I guess, the Biden connection. Because also, George Soros has nothing to do with Smartmatic. Incredible. I love it. Don't you love it? I mean, astounding, isn't it? Truly astounding. Let's now get to the next clip here, now that I've debunked the Soros one. Okay, we got the globalists, we got Chavez, we got Rudy not sharing evidence, we got the Soros, we got... Okay. Here is Rudy Giuliani seemingly being confused by the counting of votes.
I don't know what you need to wake you up to do your job and inform the American...
Wake up, sheeple.
...people, whether you like it or not, of the things they need to know. This is real. It is not made up. It is not... There's nobody here that engages in fantasies. I've tried 100...
Again.
This is real. It is not made up. It is not. There's nobody here that engages in fantasies.
Folks. The entire thing is a fantasy. It's all fantastical. It's all made up. None of this is real. It's a world of pure imagination. It's Figment from Epcot. That lovable dinosaur. Who is just a figment of your imagination. That's what all this is. It's made up. It's not real. It's not true. There's no evidence of any of this.
I've tried 100 cases. I prosecuted some of the most dangerous criminals in the world. I know crimes. I can smell them. You don't have to smell this one. I can prove it to you 18 different ways. I can prove to you.
You haven't proved it in one way. You're refusing to prove it in one way. You're just saying you won't prove it. You just said you're not giving it to anyone in the press. You refuse to do that. And now you're saying you could prove it in 18 ways? Do it in one. Please. Please give me some content to talk about. I want to hear it. Tell me. Show me some evidence. I want to break down this evidence. Please. Please. Mr. Giuliani. Please. And oh, I didn't take the clip, but we should mention here that there's a point in this show, it is a show, to be quite honest, the greatest show on earth, in this press conference where Giuliani makes an analogy to My Cousin, the movie My Cousin Vinny. Superb film with Marissa Tomei and Joe Pesci. One of my all-time favorites. If you haven't seen it, you're living under a rock and you should remedy that immediately by going to see this movie, My Cousin Vinny. But I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, but it is hilarious you'd bring that up. Let's get back to this clip.
That he won Pennsylvania by 300,000 votes. I can prove to you that he won Michigan by probably 50,000 votes.
Please prove that. Please. You're claiming Trump won Pennsylvania by 300,000 votes? That Trump won Michigan by 50,000? That basically flipped Michigan completely in terms of Biden having like a 60,000 lead. You're saying that Trump's supposed to have a 50,000 lead? Please show me this. I'm begging you. I mean, a lot of people begging you.
When I went to bed on election night, he was ahead in all those states, every single one of those states. How is it they all turned around? Every single one of them turned around.
Because just because you went to bed for the night doesn't mean everyone else did and the counting stopped. Are you kidding me? Is Rudy Giuliani a baby? Does Rudy Giuliani think that when he closes his eyes, nobody can see him? He disappears?
The voting stopped. My eyes are closed. The voting count stopped. No one else is counting. No one else is living. Everyone's eyes are closed. Everyone's sleeping now.
Are you kidding me? Is this a real argument?
I went to bed, and when I woke up, the votes were different. The final counts were different.
Yeah, because while you were sleeping, people kept working at these polling centers to keep counting all the votes.
Or is it more consistent that there was a plan to turn him around? And since there are witnesses who say there was a plan to turn him around.
Hey, Rudy, what's the thing? I can't remember. Hey, Rudy, what's... Hey, Rudy, look what I can do. Whoa, how am I doing that? How did I take my thumb off my hand? Whoa. I mean... It's just amazing here.
And it kind of begs credulity to say that it all happened in every single state. My goodness, this is how you win cases in a courtroom.
Really stunning. Really, really fantastic. And finally, I think I got one more clip here. Is Rudy Giuliani... did I get that one? Hold on, which ones did I play? Okay. Rudy Giuliani on how this all went down. He's going to break it down for us. Let's listen.
What happened on the morning of November 3rd when they were going to count this new kind of ballot, this mail-in ballot? Did every Democrat leader in Pennsylvania and in Michigan and in Wisconsin and in Georgia and in Nevada and in Arizona, they all wake up and all separately have the same idea? Did they all separately have the idea that we are going to, we're going to put Republican inspectors in pens.
This didn't happen. This didn't happen. This has been looked into. Every legitimate Republican and Democratic voting inspector at the election, at the polls, polling place inspector, all of them who were actually there have said that they were not shunned, they were not corralled, they were not taken, they were able to. I mean, there's video out there. There's plenty of videos out there of polling inspectors on both part from both parties observing and watching over the polls, the counts. This is just, again, just completely manufactured bullshit from Trump's legal team.
Not going to let them look at mail-in or absentee ballots. They all independently come up with that. Like,
well, and Salami Mommy says, did he point to the Northeast when he said Arizona? Did he? Let's see.
And in Georgia, and in Nevada, and in Arizona, they all wake up.
He pointed up, actually, to Pennsylvania when he said Nevada, which is pretty funny. All right, let's go back to where we were.
They all independently come up with that. Like, just by coincidence. They say, hey, you know, we're going to put the Republicans in pens and corrals. We're going to do it in Pittsburgh. We're going to do it in Philadelphia. We're going to do it in Detroit. We're going to do it in Milwaukee. We're going to do it in Las Vegas. We're going to do it in Phoenix. What did I miss? Oh, we're going to do it in Atlanta. Or isn't the logical conclusion that I think any jury would accept after they heard this evidence that somebody had this plan? Maybe that was always the plan to do these, this very, very questionable.
The plan was to count all the votes. That was the plan, and that's what he's complaining about. Let's be real here. That's the most simplistic way to put it.
Form of voting, which has been criticized by President Carter, by Secretary Baker, by most experts on election reform. I think the logical conclusion is this is a common plan, a common scheme. It comes right directly from the Democrat Party, and it comes from the candidate. Clearly. That's the reason why Hillary Clinton said, don't concede, even if you're losing. That's the reason we had a Freudian slip by the candidate. And he said he had the best voter fraud team in the country. That's the reason why he probably didn't have to go out and campaign.
So apparently, Jimmy Carter, I'm not sure when this happened. Jimmy Carter previously had critiques about mail-in voting. We're talking in, when was this? In 2005, put out a report critiquing mail-in voting. But then this year, Carter came out and affirmed the safety of mail-in voting and said he's used it before and he trusts it. So apparently, whatever report Jimmy Carter put out in 2005, clearly, in the 15 years since, whatever his worries about mail-in voting have been dealt with and taken care of because he trusts it now. There's that. I wanted to just, for the record, put that out there. So there you have it. This is these guys spreading their conspiracy theories on this. Everything from Dominion to Smartmatic to Venezuela. Here's one that they did not mention that I wanted to bring up. Another conspiracy is that Dominion has ties to the Democratic Party, which means that obviously they're bought by the Democrats and they'll do their bidding. This stems from two things, it seems like. One is that a former Nancy Pelosi aide represented the company as a lobbyist. Okay. But so did lobbyists who formerly worked for Republicans.
I mean, this, if your critique is the lobbying system, by all means, is lobbying, by all means, let's critique it. I mean, this is how companies like Dominion Voting Systems get their big government contracts, through lobbying. And to do that, though, they need to lobby both Democrats and Republicans. So they donate to Democrats and Republicans. I'm not saying this is what happened with Dominion, but they donate to Democrats and Republicans. They work with Democrats and Republicans, with lobbyists who used to work with Democrats and Republicans. That's that connection there. The second connection is, and here it is, the dun-dun-dun Clinton Foundation connection. Apparently in 2014, Dominion made a philanthropic commitment to the Clinton Foundation to provide election technology to poorer nations. That was the entirety of that philanthropic commitment. Again, this was in 2014. And if Dominion wanted to return whatever favor you think they got from the Clinton Foundation, don't you think they would have done this in 2016 when Hillary Clinton literally ran for president and lost to Donald Trump? I mean, come on. A few other little odds and ends here worth mentioning. Trump's team, Trump's legal team, by the way, if you haven't noticed. Oh, let me get to this one first. This this is my favorite conspiracy going around, and this is being talked about actually on the right, and not just in the fringe corners of it, the right. There is a claim that the military seized a server in Germany. I think some of these conspiracies claim it's even owned, but the server was owned by Dominion. There is a claim that the U.S. military got involved with this election fraud, and they wanted to take down the election fraud scandal to help Donald Trump, who all the military love, obviously. And they seized this server in Germany. And this server had the raw voter data, not the fake voter fraud data, the raw, real voter data. And this shows the secret server in Germany shows that Donald Trump won in an absolute landslide with 410 electoral votes, winning not only Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia, and Nevada and Arizona, but also in this scenario, apparently turning New Hampshire, Maine, and California red. California is red in the real world, folks. We're living in the Matrix right now, in the real world where we count the real votes on a server in Germany that's been confiscated by the U.S. military. Trump turned California red. I should mention that all these legal filings that the Trump legal team has sent through the court systems, they are slowly dropping these lawsuits in these swing states because it's all a show. Because they realize that they don't have any proof to their claims. And if they actually get to speak before a judge and they say what they're saying at press conferences and on Twitter and on cable news networks like OAN, there are legal ramifications for lying before a judge, unlike on those other outlets. So that's what's happening there. And this is something I came across that I thought was a really interesting cherry on top. So all these claims that Dominion is run by Democrats, that Dominion is super anti-Republican, anti-conservatives, this is a real cherry on top. And I'm not alleging any conspiracy here. I'm just saying this is a interesting factoid, which to me makes them look kind of silly. So Dominion acquired a company in 2010, formerly known as Diebold Election Systems. And for older listeners and viewers, Diebold Election Systems might sound familiar to you because they were the controversial election system company behind the voting machines of the elections in the early 2000s. And here, and this is a real connection here. What made them so controversial was that Walden Odell, the CEO of Diebold, who again, their systems were used in the general elections of 2000, 2004, just as an example of two elections that their systems were used in, was an active fundraiser for George W. Bush in his re-election campaign, and wrote in a fundraising letter dated August 13th, 2003, that he wanted to help Ohio deliver its electoral votes to the president. At the time, obviously, the concerns were raised that the CEO of this voting system company was so in the bag for a specific candidate who would be voted for via their system. I mean, this is the perfect example of, once again, Republicans alleging everyone else of doing the very thing that they have done. Folks, that is the first half of the show for today. We're going to go to the patron-only half of the program. I hope you enjoyed this breakdown of the Dominion voting system's conspiracies. I hope you guys all understand it a little bit more now. Summary wasn't as concise for some of the things as I had planned because of the that video Trump shared earlier today that I felt like I needed to cover, which I didn't plan on covering to begin with. But I think all in all, I hope this made more sense to you of all these things that are out there. Patreon.com/Matt Binder. I checked to see how the patrons went during the show when I called earlier. And ooh, we just got another one. Two. I'm gonna shout out the patrons right now who joined. And I'm gonna do that from now on as patrons join. And the people who haven't been shouted out, I will go back and do that for you guys. Maybe next week or the shows after, I'll bring you guys in. I don't want anyone to miss a shout out. But we're gonna start doing this to really, because I wanna build this patron membership. And if we build the Patreon membership, I promise you guys, I will do more content. I will do more shows. I'll do standalone YouTube videos. I'm already going to do the standalone YouTube videos, but I will definitely 100% get down to it right now. We got Lori V. I don't know if you guys want me to say your whole name, so I'll just say first name and last initial. We got Lori V just joining the show right now. We got Joseph K becoming a patron right now. Patreon.com/Matt Binder. If we could hit like 200 patrons by the end of this year, I would be so pumped, to be quite frank. I'm going to make that the goal, actually. 200 patrons by the end of this year. It's not impossible. 200 patrons by the end of this year, and I will be ecstatic. And then next year, we'll shoot for like 500 patrons in total. I actually used to do a full-on patron shout-out for every patron every week for you noobs to the show. But then it became so much that I just couldn't do everyone. So from now on, you join and I will shout you out. Patreon.com/Matt Binder. Anyone who joins before I end the show will be shouted out. Otherwise, I'll name you in the next week's show. YouTube.com/Matt Binder. Subscribe now. I'm going to open up the Skype, and you guys can Skype chat me if you want. I'll take a call or two on Skype. Doomed Live. Search that, and it will come up on Skype. I think it's Doomed Live_1. If you drop a super chat in the YouTube feed, in the YouTube chat room feed, I will read your super chat, question, or comment for sure, 100%. Give me just 1 second to transition into the second part of the show. And you patrons and people watching the live stream can tune in. Otherwise, see you guys all next time. undoomed.